Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. There's much speculation over who will walk out. Morgan Wallen tonight is first concert. They're playing the Big House Friday and Saturday night. Thomas Rhett is opening tonight, by the way, Gator.
Oh, Thomas Rhett?
Yeah. So, anyway, I think Hardy is opening tomorrow night.
Why do they call him Red?
Rhett.
Oh, Rhett.
Yeah, not Red.
I thought that's what he said, Red. Didn't it sound like he said Red? Like the color. I thought he said Red.
No.
You thought Rhett? Yeah. You heard Rhett? I didn't hear Rhett.
It's okay.
Okay, so
I knew who it was already.
It's going to be Hutch. It's going to be Kyle Whittingham. It's going to be Derek Jeter. There are obvious names that are
Bryce
getting thrown.
Underwood.
Yeah, the obvious names are getting thrown out there. And we've decided to go with some non-obvious candidates. Okay? Non-obvious candidates that it could be. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Doug, I go back to somebody who was brought into this world in 1958. Someone who was born in Bay City, Michigan, who then moved on to Rochester, attended Rochester Adams High School. Then at the age of 20, made a bold choice to move to New York to chase fame and fortune. And what did she find? She found fame and fortune. The material girl built quite a legacy for herself and a proud product of the state of Michigan. But also, Doug, a fan of the University of Michigan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So I think that perhaps it's time for a 67-year-old Madonna to show up and try to make herself relevant again. She keeps reinventing herself over the years, year in, year out. Why not take advantage, getting in front of over 100,000 people tonight in Ann Arbor and walk out Morgan Wallen and Johnny Rhett or whoever it is.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett.
I don't think she walks both out. I think she just walks Morgan Wallen out. Okay, so you're going Madonna.
I'm going Madonna.
One musical artist walks out another musical artist. Interesting. Yours is probably more likely than mine. I'm going to go with Congressman Sri Tanadar.
Now that is off the wall.
That is off the wall. I did not see that coming.
How awesome would that be? Shri!
Is he jumping up and down, waving a towel? Or his hairpiece? I don't know.
What? That might be all Shri. You don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what's real anymore.
I mean, if I had to guess, I'd lean one way.
That's my guess. Can you?
All right. I've got... Yeah, boy.
Flavor Flav.
Oh, he's like everywhere. Whenever there's like a Michigan event or local Detroit event, I feel like Flavor Flav is in the house. Lions, mm-hmm. Pistons. Yeah, I'm going to go off the wall. If it's not, you know, the Hutch everyone thinks or whatever, you know, yep. Kid Rock, whoever. I'm going to go with Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Okay.
I can see it.
It's some people have got some off the wall guesses. Jim Leland walks him out, cigarette in his mouth. That's from Freddie.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Unnamed texter, the singing hot dog vendor from Comerica Park is walking out Morgan Wallen.
And then you know what else happens? 113,000 people walk out.
Morgan Wallen is going to get walked out by the biggest local celebrity we have, the lady from the Jemana billboards.
You mean Jemana?
Jemana Kairos?
The lady from the Jemana Kairos billboards. Oh, if I could only think of who that is. Oh, you mean Jemana?
Yeah. My pick is Bob Seger walks Morgan Wallen out.
One last time.
One The final walkout.
From an unnamed texter. Obviously, Hutch would be the betting favorite, but I'm going off the board for my surprise guest, J-Mo. Morgan has a great relationship with the hip-hop culture, and I could see J-Mo super hype bouncing around on his way out with
him. Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brathan, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brathan wherever you get your podcasts.
Them. I heard $200 to $250 for parking. I'm going tomorrow. I plan on walking further than I expected. Somebody said 175 at Pioneer, 250 at the golf course. I don't know if the golf course is open. I think it's Ann Arbor Golf and Outing, but don't quote me on that.
That's insane.
Park at a Kroger, throw some beers in your pockets, and Uber to the concert for $10.
Not a bad call.
Bad idea.
Probably be in the car forever.
I'll give you a couple others.
Could be some traffic.
Might be serious candidates.
Yeah.
How about the Hughes brothers? Jack Quinn and Luke.
Yeah.
Quinn and Luke played hockey at Michigan.
Yeah.
The trio.
What if they adopt the one who's not the brother, but who just got drafted? Isn't there one of
TJ Hughes who's not a Hughes brother?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they could.
Four of them out there.
Four Hugheses.
Yeah.
And I'll give you one more. Michael Phelps.
Yeah, I could see Phelps doing it, right?
Yeah. But I really think it's going to be Sri Tanadar. 248-539-9797.
Will it be Draymond Green?
No, it will not be Draymond Green.
No?
No, it will not be Draymond Green. That I'm pretty, you can rest assured on that.
Mark D'Antonio?
Also a probable not. Well, who would it be at Michigan State? I mean,
Gibby?
Gibby would be awesome. I mean, Pat Fitzgerald would be a strong candidate. But I guess who would be the off the wall?
The off the wall? Right. Mm-hmm. Scott Conn, son of James Conn, the actor.
Okay.
James Conn went to Michigan State. Sonny Corleone.
Right.
Oh, Bruce Campbell.
Ash from Evil Dead.
That's right.
Wasn't he in the building?
He was a few weeks ago.
This is a big swing and miss by us. Remember when his hand, in Evil Dead, didn't his hand get taken over by a spirit? And
yeah.
He took a chainsaw and cut his hand off, and as he was doing it, he was screaming, "Who's laughing now?" Ah! As he cut his own hand
off. Something like that, yeah. Actually, they've been showing that movie a lot over the last week on HBO.
Evil Dead is a funny, funny movie.
It has not held up well.
Is it? I'm not surprised.
I started watching it the other night, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, the camera is it's out of focus.
Really?
I mean, it looks really janky now. But when you watched it, initially, you know, this movie came out in 1981. And it was terrifying and yet also eased the terror because there was comedy involved with it too. It was all right, but I don't think it's held up that well.
No.
No.
We got another one here. What about someone texting Verlander and Kate Upton?
Oh. Royalty.
Well, wait a sec. They got a game.
It's at 1.
He's not playing.
Tonight?
Yeah, then, no.
Tonight they've got a game.
Yeah.
Well, he could tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow's at 1.
Two walkouts. Yeah. They do two walkouts?
I would imagine somebody different tomorrow night.
And Gator, you're right. Verlander ain't playing anyway.
Yeah, right. He's not, but I don't think he skips games. I think he'd be at games.
He could just he could fly back.
By the way,
helicopter. He can afford that.
I just looked who walked Morgan Wallen out in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna puke.
In Houston.
It was three people.
All right, Houston.
I swear to God, Gator, I can't wait to get your reaction.
All right.
Roger Clemens.
Okay, love Roger Clemens.
Actually, it was four people. Roger Clemens. Oh, it was two different nights. Never mind. Night one, it was two people. My apologies. I've screwed this up completely.
Sorry.
Take two and 3-2-1. The first night in Houston, it was Andre Johnson.
Right. Wide receiver.
And Mattress Mac.
Who?
The guy who bets $1 million on everything, like millions of dollars.
He makes huge bets all the time.
He's a furniture guy. And, yeah.
Good for him.
He walked out with Morgan Wallen?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah. On night two, it was Drake and Roger Clemens.
Drake? Yeah. Was he just in town for a concert as well?
He's Canadian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what his connection with Houston is.
I got a late one from AJ Hinch. He thinks Jamai Jones is going to walk out with Morgan Wallen. He loves Jones, man. Yeah.
A lot of lefties out there.
Yeah, right.
La.
He likes his odds analytically out there. This
last year in Seattle, Marshawn Lynch walked him out when he played the
stadium. Eastbound, that would be pretty cool. Yeah. He's got his whole new career going as an actor.
Okay, Gator. If Scooble gets moved, two favorites, in my opinion, have emerged. In my opinion. There's some reporting on it, too, but I'm really starting to believe the
reporting. You've been
influenced by the... Yeah, I'm influenced by the reporting. It's, I guess it's not just my opinion. But two favorites have emerged, and who they have to offer, who they have that's touchable and untouchable. Touchable. We use the term untouchable a lot in sports. We usually don't use the term touchable. We should use it more.
You think
players
so?
From these teams are touchable.
Okay.
We'll get to that today at 1:15. Scooble's explanation from last night. Hear that at 1:30. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.